Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Club After the Hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Janice Fadden back on the show. Janice has become a great member of our Brain Trust recently. She's the Director of Strategic Engagement for the College of Business at the University of North Alabama. She's the co-author of a very important book, Strategic Doing. One of the reasons it's so important is because it's all about 10 skills for agile leadership and this strategic doing, whatever it takes, however different ways we need to look at promoting leadership, especially in the way that it has to be iterated in the 21st century, we must do that. And I'm so happy that Janice Fadden is staying focused on this. Janice, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate being a part of it today.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience before you got here, Janice, when I was telling them that you were going to join us again, that nothing important that we need to do, no major change, no significant work, no improvement that has to happen in order for us to solve problems, to improve our lives, to whatever it might be, from Alpha to Omega, nothing happens until the leadership decides that it should, and leadership makes it happen. What do you think?
I think it's really an important part, especially leadership. A lot of management doesn't pick up leadership. They wait. And so strategic doing is just what the title said. It's about teaching you ways that you can be doing instead of waiting.
Exactly. But that takes courage. That takes leadership. It also takes in being given the authority. And I've actually had people tell me, Janice, that they didn't think managers should be trained to be leaders. And I almost made the guy leave the show when he said that. I couldn't believe that he said that. I mean, who would say that? Who would say that you shouldn't train your managers to be leaders? I can't comprehend that. Can you?
No. Especially in today's world when change is happening so very quickly.
The velocity of change is what's taking our breath away.
For a chain of leadership to take place. So I think, Jim, a big part is how can we teach people to make decisions without waiting?
Mm-hmm. And so you've got a list of things. You've got 10 skills for agile leadership. You call it agile leadership. Is that what you mean by agile leadership? Go ahead and redefine that for us.
Well, what we mean is giving you skills that allow you to be agile in the situation you're in at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And skills that teach you how to build a collaboration, oftentimes with people who don't report to each other. In today's global business environment, oftentimes you're asked to work on a project with people that don't report to you. Or if you're a small business owner, the partners you have don't work for you. So how are you going to build an agile plan that can help take action today to get you to your goal?
There was a time, Janice, when you could develop a plan, develop a strategy, develop a product or service, and you could anticipate just about every possible thing that could come up, because there weren't that many. Lights that were going to not that many LED lights that were going to come on around this project that you had to look for. Today, it's almost an infinite number. And so when you launch a new product, a new company, a new service, a new strategy of whatever it might be, if your people can't move, if your people can't adjust, if they can't make decisions, that it's a quality thing. This reminds me, Janice, of the quality process. You know, in the quality process, they're taught not to wait till the product is out and scrap the bad ones and keep the good ones. They're taught to shut the line down until when they see a problem, so we don't make bad products. This is a quality.
Correct.
This agile leadership is a quality process, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's focused many times on questions that don't have an easy answer. A question like, "What would it look like if we were the employer of choice? What could we do?" Well, there are many answers to that question, but many companies struggle to move forward. So the 10 skills teach you how you can move forward.
Mm-hmm. And I like what you said about it hasn't come up before. And the truth is, it may never come up again. That's the crazy thing about all the stratification of change these days, the velocity of change. It may never come up again, and so your people have to be able to make those decisions. All right, so let's talk about some of this 10 list. What's the first one?
The first one is that you have to build a safe space for deep and focused conversation. This is critically important if you're going to get people to open up. So we have to properly select where we're going to speak and who's going to be in the room.
Mm-hmm. This kind of training might not include CEO. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes it would and sometimes it wouldn't if the CEO has a propensity to control all the conversations.
Yeah.
People won't feel safe in that room. That's an excellent example.
Mm-hmm. Or if they've in the past, they've had meetings where they thought they resolved things. And before it could be executed, the boss just basically neutralized whatever was decided. You can't have that. That's not a safe place, is it?
That's right. That's right.
All right.
And when things aren't safe, then you're not getting the best from people.
Right. What's next?
We like to use appreciative questions to frame the conversation.
What does that mean? What's an appreciative question?
An appreciative question looks at what could be. Not at problem. So if we frame it, instead of saying we can't get the right people to work here, you know, the appreciative question is, what would it look like if we were the employer of choice?
And the trick there, and I learned this in selling a long time ago, Janice, it's the difference between directive probes and non-directive probes. Directive probes will only give you a yes or no answer. Those are unappreciative questions. Non-directive probes, which begin with one of the interrogatives, as Janice just said, who, what, when, where, how, and why. If you begin with that, you'll have a non-directive probe, and that's the beginning of an appreciative question. And we'll talk more about this, more about leadership, agile leadership, with Janice Fadden.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.